This week we are looking at ongoing protests in the country of Iraq. So they've been quite a sort of grassroots protests, not unlike what we're seeing around the world, sort of Hong Kong or Yellow Vests in France, quite a sort of leaderless movement, but that has seemed to organize around a sort of demands for less corruption, more opportunities. So sort of the same stuff people really want all over the world. But of course, whenever something like this happens in a country like Iraq, which of course, from, you know, you have the American invasion, which set off a lot of sectarian violence between Sunni and Shia, factions of Islam, the question then becomes, you know, is it one side trying to get up on the other? Because it used to be the Sunni minority was linked to Saddam Hussein. They were in charge, but then when the Americans came in, they sort of bolstered the Shia side. And it's been a bit sort of back and forth since then. But it's still generally the Shia in control because they are the majority. So inevitably, this then also becomes seen through the, you know, prism of all the geopolitics that surrounds Iraq, because it's a very sort of key country. So to examine this, first we're going to look at a clip from Voice of America, which is the United States, sort of the closest thing they really have to an international state broadcaster, who tries to project this sort of fairly liberal projection of the United States abroad to show, like, look how great we are, you know, and which is obviously very interesting when it comes to a country like Iraq, which is, you know, the closest thing in living memory where it comes to a country that America has really just come in and messed it up. So it is interesting to see their take on the ongoing protests in Iraq.
Baghdad appeared calm on Sunday as crews began cleaning up central streets after days of violent protests. Peaceful demonstrations grew increasingly violent as protesters clashed with security forces deployed to disperse them. In addition to those killed, thousands of people were injured.
The number of injured is 6,107 and the number of martyrs, 104. These numbers include security forces, civilians, and protesters.
The government tried to stop the protests by imposing curfews and shutting down the internet. When protesters came out anyway, the security forces used water cannon and opened fire on them. Some protesters responded by throwing rocks at the police and burning tires. They also vandalized government offices in some places. Offices of two private news channels were raided by masked men on Saturday in Baghdad, angering the journalists.
After all the assaults and the attempts to close and burn media outlets, the prime minister should choose between the state of power or a lawless state. What happened was the act of a lawless state.
Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi issued a list of executive decisions Sunday on providing low-income housing, unemployment benefits, and vocational training. Earlier, he had offered to meet with protesters.
I will go and meet them without weapons and sit with them for hours to listen to their demands. If this will ease the situation, then I am ready to do that and spend the coming days in this sense. In return, we call on halting the protests in Baghdad's street and also in the provinces.
The Prime Minister also said that those killed in the demonstrations, whether protesters or security officers, would be considered martyrs, making their families eligible for state benefits. The head of the parliament promised to fight corruption. The curfews were lifted on Saturday.
It is relatively better now that the curfew has been removed. I hope that decisions made by the head of the parliament and the prime minister are applied on the ground, because the Iraqi people are tired of promises and are in despair.
Iraq has some of the world's largest oil reserves, but many of its 40 million people live in poverty. The protests are a challenge to Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi, who took office a year ago with promises to improve the situation. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Yes, that was Voice of America News with a report on the Iraq protests. And as you say, a fairly positive evaluation of sort of the protests within the wider civil society of, sort of post-war Iraq, which you can understand why America would want to do that, because they want to make it look like, okay, we came in here, we did our thing, but there's still now this sort of semi-functioning government in here. I mean, whether or not that's true, that's definitely the image that the United States would like to portray. But that is obviously in strong contrast to the view sort of pushed by nearby Iran, which borders Iraq, which is a Shia country. So they sort of have alleged links to elements of the Shia movement in Iraq, which is currently sort of on top. So whereas America, Voice of America, really portrayed the protest as something that was quite spontaneous and motivated by economic concerns, Press TV, which is Iran's state broadcaster, really has pushed more of a line of like it's all being orchestrated by America as a sort of an attack on us, which is especially true after groups of Iraq protesters set fire to the Iranian embassy. And for this, Press TV had on a guest, Kevin Barrett, who obviously they presented as, oh, he's just an academic. But you look into the guy and his big thing seems to be, you know, Israel was behind 9/11. So it is sort of interesting also to look at the type of Westerners that Press TV does get on its programming.
A group of Iraqi protesters have attacked the Iranian consulate in the southern city of Najaf. Riders entered the compound and set fire to the entire consulate building. Police said staff at the consulate had evacuated the building under heavy protection just before it was set ablaze. Police later confirmed nearly 50 security forces sustained injuries during the operation. Shortly afterwards, authorities announced a curfew in the city and closed roads linking the city with neighboring provinces. Local media reported the masked rioters had infiltrated the city to torch the Iranian compound. Earlier this month, another group of Iraqi protesters scaled the Iranian consulate in Karbala before police dispersed the crowd. Political commentator Kevin Barrett told us earlier those behind the attack on Iran's consulate in Najaf received orders from the CIA and other spy agencies in the region.
I think that what we're seeing is a combination of people in the streets who are just really upset about feeling like they don't have much of a future. And then that is all being organized and gasoline is being thrown on that fire by the same forces that use similar tactics to destabilize Ukraine and to get your regime change in Libya. These color revolution experts at CIA and its related umbrella NGOs are really quite good at finding ways to manipulate crowds in order to try to create the appearance of the kind of unrest that they can use to go after the governments that they don't like and to try to get governments in power that they do like.